T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Steve McIntosh, Tad Woodward, 6:30 here on a Monday morning in 69 degrees. Changes in gasoline prices across the U.S., industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says.
Gasoline prices slipped 3 cents a gallon to $2.63 at the pump for regular grade in the past 3 weeks, and they're down 20 cents over 10 weeks. That, of course, is about to change since about half of Saudi Arabia's oil production has been crippled by these drone attacks, and it can't be known whether the price hike that we can expect will be big or huge.
Lundberg says once the European oil markets open, it will give a sneak peek into how the drone attack on Saudi Arabia will affect prices. Lundberg also says the oil market will respond quickly. A pair of crashes on Kellogg late Saturday evening injured at least 7 people. The first crash was reported in the westbound lanes of Kellogg near I-135. 2 to 3 vehicles were involved, injuring 5 people, one of them critically. At about the same time, another crash was reported on West Kellogg near Dugan. It reportedly started as a traffic stop on Kellogg between Tyler and Ridge Road. For an unknown reason, the vehicle sped away and later crashed near Dugan. 2 people were taken to a hospital for non-life-threatening injuries.
A woman from Missouri was killed in a 3-vehicle crash Saturday after she collided head-on with another driver.
The accident happened just before 1 p.m. on U.S. Highway I-70 near mile marker 150. 40-year-old Monica Miller was driving westbound on U.S. Highway I-70 when she lost control of her vehicle and drifted into the eastbound lane and into the path of an oncoming Volvo. Miller's Saturn Ion then spun around the side of the Volvo and hit a 3rd vehicle before coming to rest on the north shoulder of the westbound lanes. She died at the hospital of her injuries. The occupants of the other vehicles were not seriously injured. Amy Webb, KNSS News.
A sanitation worker for the southeast Kansas town of Independence has been killed in the crash of a truck. This happened on U.S. 160 as the truck was on its way to the county landfill, killing 20-year-old Taylor Lee Edwards of Independence. Edwards was a temporary worker for the sanitation department. Officials say a second employee in the truck, a 52-year-old man, was hurt and taken to a hospital.
A police officer shot and killed a man who apparently rammed a police squad car last night in St. Paul, Minnesota. Iris Perez with Fox affiliate KMSP has details.
One man is dead, and this was an officer-involved shooting. That officer was not injured. This marks the 20th homicide in St. Paul this year. Remember, it was just last week that Chief Todd Axtell announced that this recent wave of violence is among the worst he's seen in the 30 years he's been with the St. Paul Police Department. Ironically, at the time this happened, there was an anti-violence rally held only a few miles away.
At the scene last night, a car with a heavily damaged front end sat directly behind the cruiser.
Forecasters say Humberto has strengthened into a Category 1 hurricane. The U.S. National Hurricane Center in Miami says in a Sunday night advisory that Hurricane Humberto is about 785 miles west of Bermuda and moving northeast at 3 miles per hour. The storm has maximum sustained winds of 75 miles per hour. Now we'll look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Mostly clear, warm and breezy this morning, then sunny and hot again this afternoon. We should get to 92 for the high with south winds gusting up to 20 miles per hour. Clear through tonight, our low 72, sunny and low 90s again on Tuesday afternoon. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And now a partly cloudy sky. We have a southeast wind at 6 miles per hour, 69 degrees. 6:34 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Today is Monday, September 16, 2019. On this date in 1893, more than 100,000 settlers swarmed onto a section of land in Oklahoma known as the Cherokee Strip. This was the big land rush of 1893. I thought it was in 89, Ted. Why did they call the baseball team the 89ers? It's a different deal, I guess. I'm not up on my Oklahoma history like I should be.
We'll have to delve into that.
Yes. Thieves have stolen a solid gold toilet worth up to $1.25 million from the birthplace of British wartime leader Winston Churchill. The toilet, the work of Italian conceptual artist Maurizio Cattelan, had been installed only 2 days earlier at Blenheim Palace, west of London, after previously being shown at the Guggenheim Museum in New York.
Oh, no.
Police said the toilet was taken early Saturday by thieves who used at least two vehicles.
The burglars were flush with success.
They were.
Because the golden toilet had been connected to the palace plumbing system, police said its removal caused significant damage and flooding to the building, which is a UNESCO World Heritage Site.
Talk about a throne, literally.
Yes. A 66-year-old man was arrested, but the toilet was not recovered. Prior to the theft, visitors to the Catalan exhibition could book a 3-minute appointment to use the toilet.
Got to get your business done in 3 minutes.
Yeah. Well, it's solid gold. Solid gold.
It's your chance to use a solid gold toilet.
Anybody got a pun here? We had enough on this? Or we go on to another delightful topic?
I was thinking in the very popular Game of Thrones.
Game of Golden Thrones.
The Iron Throne in that show is made out of swords.
Oh,
to signify all the wars and, you know, all the stuff and everything.
But they don't have points on them or anything.
No, they do. They have points and edges on them.
Oh, really?
Yes. It's a danger to sit on the thing.
Yeah.
Can you imagine making a toilet out of swords?
This reminds me of my late father's story as a child when he was in the woods and had to go, and he used for paper the poison ivy.
Ooh, that sounds like a recipe for disaster.
Disastrous pit stop there.
Oh, no.
California authorities have captured an emu after the flightless fugitive led officers down a highway. The Fresno Bee reported Friday that the bird was apprehended following a brief pursuit by California Highway Patrol officers.
Let's hope there's video of this.
Don't we have an emu on the loose almost constantly in this state?
Probably.
Meanwhile, animal control officials, now this is in California, animal control officials in North Carolina are sad to report that an elusive emu has died while being captured. It was the end nobody wanted for the flightless bird, which was on the run for months.
They're on the run.
The emu was dubbed Eno and became a social media star, with people posting, "Where's Eno?" updates as the bird kept getting away. Well, they tried to capture him. Apparently, they overdosed him on whatever they were subduing the emu with, and Eno went to emu heaven. How about that? Who is it? Who's got this? Geico? One of these insurance companies has a new TV commercial on with an emu. Is it Geico?
Really? I haven't seen that.
Yeah, there's a guy and he's got his emu and they're getting the key to the city. And the man is looking out in the audience. His wife is sitting there, proud. Next to him is the emu's wife. He's got this funky looking wig and sunglasses on. Oh, it's hilarious. Emus are a lot of fun. Okay. 6:38 now. I wonder what emu oil is going out on the commodity.
Well, we do have the ads on KNSS for the emu oil.
That's right. Emu oil.
Highly prized.
6:38 now, Steve and Ted. Time for our commodities update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. Well, the cattle complex Friday traded two-sided with some contracts making new highs for the week. The live cattle closed negative on late selling, while the feeders closed mostly on a slightly positive note. Most of the cash cattle trade in the South was at $99, but there was a $100 cash trade. Lean hogs had triple-digit gains with the December and February contracts up to expanded $4.50 limit Friday. That means we have expanded limits again today in lean hogs. At the close Friday, October live cattle, 65 cents lower at 98.07. October feeder cattle, 7 cents higher at 134.57. And October lean hogs, $3.30 higher at $66.47. The only news Friday was how much soybeans and pork will China buy. The corn and the soybeans closed positive but off their session highs. And last week, our December Casey wheat gained 7 cents. December corn gained 13 cents. And November beans gained 41 cents for the week. Now, overnight, energy markets are strongly higher due to the tax on the Saudi oil infrastructure over the weekend. At the moment, December Casey wheat's a penny and a half higher at 401 and a quarter. December corn trading a quarter of a penny lower at 368 and a half, with November soybeans down 3 cents at 895 and three quarters. October crude oil trading $5.32 higher at $60.17. December gold's up $12.10 at $1,511.60. December S&P 11¾ points lower at $29.96¾. December dollar index 13 cents higher at $97.96. And September Dow Jones futures 103 points lower at 27,115. For more info, call Leffler Commodities at 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Looks like some of the worldwide markets may be already responding to that attack on the oil fields in Saudi Arabia. Do you see anything so far?
We have seen mixed overnight in the world markets over there. Other than that, it's been fairly quiet. And even the oil has came off the highs. At one time, it was as much as over $8.25 higher.
Well, I'll tell you, if I don't know who whether it's the Iranians or whoever, if you start messing around with the Saudis' oil, you get the wrath of God coming down on you, because everybody in the world will start turning on you and finding you and trying to kill you. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, and we're lucky that we have increased our oil production enough that it won't have much of an effect on the U.S.
True. But there are other worldwide markets that say, hey, you don't mess with that, okay?
That's right.
That's true. So how was your weekend? You have a good weekend?
It was busy.
Yeah, did you have something special going on, or just?
Just had a lot of things had to get done before Monday came around.
Well, really? Well, you should do those on weekdays, okay?
Take a little time off work, right?
Take a little time off work. Go do the stuff that didn't. Yeah, there you go. You gotta.
I have talked to my boss and see whether that works or not.
Okay, check it out. We'll let us know, okay?
All right. I'll let you know, Steve.
Thank you, sir. 641 now, Steve and Ted. Keep it here for Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. He's going to talk about teacher and student loan debt. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.